You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true.
But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2, 3. Starting podcast. Bonnie is in the other room. Here she comes now. If I didn't start.
I didn't know you were going to start that fast. You're like so quick today.
Well, if I didn't start it, you would have just sat there reading Twitter.
Well, I wasn't reading Twitter. Okay. I was reading about Madonna saying she has coronavirus or she's tested positive for the antibodies, which means she either has it or she did have it.
Well, I'm trying to decide, am I going to get this? Did I have it? Can I leave the house? Well, we do leave the house, but can we don't socialize. We haven't socialized.
Not off of Zoom.
I mean, my daughters came over.
Why would you start a podcast and put gum right in your first thing? Like, you give them a break.
The same reason you would open a can.
Well, that's different than just like, you were like right here on the mic and you went, I don't want to be mean to you. I'm done with that. But it does seem weird to like chomp down so hard into a microphone.
I want them to know my teeth are working.
Good.
Real quick, I want to thank whoever sent Raina that gigantic sum of money. I don't know why. What? Just thank you. I don't want her on here begging for money anymore. She bought that Nintendo Switch and we haven't seen her since. But whoever did it, thank you. You must be a multimillionaire. So please don't send Rain any more money. Now, if you want to send me, what can we use? So what do we need just to retire and do the podcast as our full-time job? How much? 500,000?
No, more than that. What, are we going to live for a year?
500,000 is enough. All right, no. A million's enough.
Okay. Stop, please.
A million, if you spend 50,000 a year, you can live for 20 years. You can live on 50,000 a year easily.
Ew, horrible.
What do you mean horrible? People live on 16,000, 18,000 a year.
No, I know. I'm just being an idiot.
You know. All right.
Let's now talk about religion. Let's talk about the flag. People enjoyed that.
Well, let me talk about my Ace hardware experience.
Well, okay. Whatever's important to you.
Oh, you wanted to start off really that intense?
Well, this is the thing with you, and you know.
Oh, here we go.
I love you. I don't want to fight. I don't want this to be about fighting. It's just hard with you because when you tell you something, it turns into a fight because you're so
smart.
You're so against any kind of criticism. But you do this all the time where you just act like you don't hear the person and you carry on with whatever you're saying. You cut people off a little bit. You get into your head something that you want to say. And so then whatever the other person says you don't care about, you don't answer. It's like I think it's part of your OCD maybe, where
you're talking to me. Go ahead.
You just don't. Is that supposed to be funny? It's so stupid.
You're laughing.
No, I'm laughing how stupid you are.
Me again, right?
Do you not agree? Did you hear anything that I said?
No. You said I don't listen.
And it's not that you don't listen. It's that you like what I just said right there. You go, I'm going to talk about Ace.
No.
Instead of saying like, oh, that's interesting. No. Let's get to that. Here's some things.
Here's where you're
You
wrong,
just completely ignored me.
I didn't say I'm going to talk about. I said, let's talk about Ace. then we'll get into yours.
First, you start talking about money, which I hate. You always do it.
I was thanking the person that sent. I didn't say how much. I didn't say who.
No, but then you went rolled into like how much money we need. There's no good answering for that. If I go,
okay,
yeah,
million.
That sounds pretty good. Then people are like, oh, really? You guys are going to, this is, yes. And then like, yeah, you don't need to tell everybody everything when you're out there doing your videos. I try to just let it go because I'm different than you, but I don't feel the need to show everybody literally everything I'm doing at all times.
I don't do that. I
here's the piece of dirt I dug out, and this is some grass on it. And I put it over here in this little ditch here. You know, you just don't. Do you not?
No. I do a quick 40, 50
seconds.
You show second.
Everything. You no. don't care.
I'm trying to get in 40, 50 seconds. Some landscaping tips and some...
But you don't know that much about landscaping.
I know tons. Ask me anything. Look at the backyard and the front yard. How
I think
good.
It looks amazing.
Okay, so do I... Obviously, I know something.
Okay,
is my grass coming in nice?
You're doing an incredible job.
All right, so that obviously...
But in terms of, like, there are people that do this for a living, and there are people on the internet that, like, really have landscaping videos.
Yeah. I know
that really do them, and they don't, like, plant a row of things and then take them all out and move them back.
I planted five trees, not a whole row. And then I did some reading and investigating, and I thought they were too close to the street. So I took five trees up, moved them back. They were at 8 feet from the road. Now they're 12 feet.
I'm glad you did it. I'm not saying that's...
Yes,
I'm just saying, like, don't...
It would have been worse if it was all 14 trees.
I 100% agree with you. That's not my issue. My issue is that you don't seem to realize, like, there are actual experts out there. Or, because I don't see it, I don't know.
Some experts said, yeah, that's good enough. But it's not.
No.
Yeah.
No, there are experts out there that are doing... landscape videos. I don't see you doing, like, I keep wondering, are you doing this tongue in cheek? Is this supposed to be funny in some way? Or do you really think you're imparting information to people? I don't know.
Well, then that's the whole mystery of my videos.
Oh.
That's the whole mystery. Can you swallow whatever food is dripping out of your tongue? And
there's nothing.
Yes, there is. You're sitting like that. She was arguing and yelling at us the other night with a piece of black kale in her tooth. How do you take somebody serious? It looks like they have buckshot in their mouth.
Kale's a tough one. Kale's tough. I will say this. If stand-up ever comes back and you're thinking of starting, my one tip is don't eat kale before a show. It's really hard to get out of your teeth.
How about like a speaker at a conference? Does it have to be stand-up? Can a musician not eat kale?
Yes, yeah. If you're going to be performing in some way in front of people.
Even a car salesman or somebody who does customer service.
Yeah, because I noticed actually at the, when I had that other job, working on Nikki's show, one of the producers one day after lunch was, sort of chairing a meeting, and she had something in her tooth and it was upsetting.
Did you say anything during the meeting?
No. And I kept thinking, you should say something. Why wouldn't you? That's not nice. And then later in the day, I saw she still had it. I thought, now say something.
If you say something, what if she said, and then you find out it's tooth decay?
I've done that before, too. I've been like, you got something in your tooth. And they're like, oh, that's just my teeth. And you're like, oh.
I said.
Well, how wonderful.
What happens when you say something?
Delightful.
Oh, you have something on your face and they go, oh, that's a birthmark.
Yeah.
Same thing, right?
And then you go, you've always had it? They go, it's a birth. Mark.
Stephen Wright had a good joke I heard yesterday. My friend procrastinates. He didn't get his birthmark till he was 9.
Oh.
It's a good joke.
Pretty good.
Clever writer. Clever writer, Stephen Wright.
Okay, so back to the videos.
Of what? My landscaping? I'm amazing. I know a lot.
Okay.
Ask me anything about landscaping.
I don't want to ask you. That's not the issue, is if you know or not. Do you sometimes feel insecure that you're doing something that other people have more knowledge about that are...
Well, there's better comics. I mean, I still do comedy.
That's the third thing I was going to talk to you about.
I don't want to be the... You can't be the best at something. No, but what do you strive for?
No, but it's like an open micer reading a little bit about stand up and then giving, here's my stand up tips. You'd be irritated by it.
But I've been landscaping for years.
Have you?
I used to have a plant business. I used to sell plants.
Right. Used to sell plants out of a van. Out of a van. And
get them from the growers, and we knew a lot about plants. Upkeep, what types they were, sun.
You keep going back to this one area of expertise, the plant thing, but you never actually were a landscaper. Is that fair?
What?
Were you ever?
Yeah.
Besides selling plants out of a van, did you ever do landscaping?
Yeah. I used to work for a landscape company.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Doing what?
Landscaping.
You did?
Meh.
You're lying. You're full blown lying.
I'm not lying. I did hedges. I knew how to do. I did hedges. I was good at hedges.
Okay. In the, I don't know, how many years have I known you? 16?
Yeah.
I've never seen you until this year. Last couple months, do any kind of landscaping whatsoever.
Well, at an old place, didn't I plant flowers where I could plant them?
You threw some seeds.
No, we planted them, the seeds.
Okay.
Oh, and did the nice flowers come up?
But you seem to think like putting seeds in the ground is like the knowledge of a landscaper. Everyone has that knowledge.
That's a part of it.
Is there anyone, please indulge me. Is there anyone walking around with seeds going like, do I put them in trees or what do I do with these?
Some people would throw them right on top.
You swallow them and shit them out? What do I do with these seeds?
Some people would just drop them on the top.
No, they would. Everyone on the planet understands that one part of growing things. That they at least have to go underground. They might not know how far under the ground.
Who, after we planted your trees and our trees, would you ever went out and bought topsoil? No, I did.
I asked for it from the day one.
I don't remember. And
but it doesn't matter.
There's
you don't,
two types
you don't
of topsoil.
Truly need it.
There's two types of topsoil. Okay. Ours was the black.
Plants want to grow. They'll grow in things. They'll grow without all the perfect conditions.
Yes.
Plants have what's it called? I can't remember what it's called, but something about thriving for life or something. I don't know.
Okay, listen.
They will try to grow in any condition. They'll try.
Yeah, and there's two.
They don't give up.
You know, the topsoil I got was the black topsoil. Do you know why it's black instead of just regular wood topsoil?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you. Because it's dyed. Eventually, it'll dull out and the dye will run off it in the rain, but it looks better, the dark, the black.
Is that the only reason for the darkness?
Yeah. It's dyed.
It's not to keep the roots warm?
No, it doesn't.
Absorb the heat of the sun?
No, that's what topsoil does, but either one would do that, is to absorb the water and fertilize the ground.
I honestly don't want this to turn into the topsoil knowledge or whatever it is that we're doing here.
You say I don't know anything about landscaping.
Listen, please. You have a minor knowledge of planting stuff that most people have.
Did I level off the ground?
This is what we're not going to do. Where you go, did I do this? Did I do that?
Yeah, I did stuff.
But my point is you don't have extra knowledge where you would be giving tips to people. So let me ask you this. Is it a joke? Because if it's like, it's so close to the real thing that it's like satirical in a way that I love. But the only problem is that for it to be satirical, you have to be in on the joke.
Here's the thing.
And are you?
Are you
that
saying-
you actually are not great at landscaping or you don't know everything about landscaping? I know it's very difficult for you to take in that you might not be the absolute best at anything.
But if
landscapers know this much and regular people know this much, you know, who've lived, you know, on an acreage or anything for a while, they've planted gardens and whatnot, you know this much.
Oh, you're saying I know below them.
And then city folk, you know this much.
No.
Yes, I'm saying you're below them.
I think the problem is, and we'll move on, but you're a little jealous that I'm not using you in the videos, and I will.
I will,
because you've done some work. You've done a lot of work.
I'm not.
Send me a tape, and I'll decide if I could use you.
I also have a phone.
What does that mean?
What do you think it means? Let's think of it. Break it down. What do you think it means?
Oh, that you're going to do your own videos?
I could easily do my own landscaping. Now I'm going to do some. I'm going to do landscaping with Bonnie.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm going to, yeah.
Go ahead.
But I'm going to add a little twist and be funny about it because I'm a comedian first.
I'm very good. I get a lot of positive reinforcement.
But it's like if you were to set it up like, hey, I'm a beginner. I'm doing this. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Here's what I've done. You know, but you're not. You're like,
this is this. This is that. You're like patting down.
Did I level a lot of the areas in the back where water was?
What the fuck,
Rich? Do you think people would have known how to do that? I have an eye because I used to be a carpenter, so I have a good eye when it comes to level. And straight and plumb. You know what plumb means? Do you know what a plumb line is? Do you know what plumb means?
Is it flush? Is it the same?
No, it means straight. It's plumb. Okay? A straight line. Mm-hmm. So I could see. I have a good eye.
Thank you. So you do know a few of the terms, so.
No, I'm just helping you. I threw something out that you could use later in life. Anyhow,
I don't know if that's plumb. I don't know.
Take another look at it and see. Go to the other side. You know, when I put the stake in the ground.
The thing is that it's so weird about you is that you the one thing you actually are good at, you don't see it as a skill in yourself. But the things that you're not that good at, you really, really try to make people believe that you have some kind of.
What am I good at that I don't see it as a skill?
Doing crowd work.
It's a big deal. It comes too easy.
The thing you're greatest at. It's literally the thing you're greatest at. And when years ago when I said, you have to make a crowd work special and I'll film it. And you were like, no. And then everyone on the planet did one.
Yeah, big deal.
That's remarkable to me that thing that you actually have if we're to believe in God, God-given gift, you have... Truly a talent in it for whatever reason.
Oh, so you're saying my written material isn't good?
There you go. That's what you do. That's another talent that you have is making it so that the person can't actually give you a compliment.
But
it's always not a compliment enough to you.
Well, I mean, I think I have some of the best material going too. I mean, if you listen to some of my
CDs. No one's taking that away. Those are two separate things. But there's lots of people that are good at writing material.
And performing it, and
I'm not taking any of that away. I'm saying, if you were to take the top five crowd work people in the world, you would be one of them.
I don't know,
right? But you, when people say that, you're like
top three.
See
me, Big J.
Stop it,
Dave Attell.
Ian Bagg is very good.
Oh, Ian Bagg, Dave Attell. Big J, myself, who else? Patrice was good at it. Back in the day, Jimmy Brogan was good.
Let's get away from that. That's not
the
point.
And the other guy
from
Chicago.
That's not the point, Listy. The point is that the things that you're truly good at, you don't see as a skill. And the things that you should be slightly embarrassed about presenting as a skill, you're like, no, I'm great at it.
There you have it.
Would it be fair to say that there are people out there that know more than you about landscaping?
Oh, yeah, of course there's a few, but I know more than most people.
How do you figure?
I just know more.
Why do you think
I could look at our property and tell you where it needs to be leveled. I'm going to work on putting drainage.
Bizarre thing to give yourself credit for. I know what's plumb. I know what's plumb.
No, that's a straight line. I'm talking about where the water builds up, what kind of trees you can plant
You can see
there.
Where a puddle is? This guy is incredible. We have with us today Rich Voss, who a lot of people, they'll just look out, they see just grass. He can actually see a puddle in that grass and tell you where it's a little lower or a little higher. He understands intuitively that water runs downhill. So if you've got water accumulating somewhere, guess what, people? You've got a little hill. And I only know that because I've talked extensively with Rich Plum Voss. And Rich, thanks for joining the show.
Thank you for having me. And
so now your skill set is seeing what's level. Is that fair?
One of the things I'll
You're
do,
a levelist?
I'm a levelist. It's not, you know, I'm trying to get it as level as I can so those puddles don't build up there. And on the side, they'll run down there, the side of the house to the back where the water accumulates. Because we have an extra 20 feet of property behind a fence that's kind of a swamp area. I'm going to have that cleaned out because this way it'll hold more water.
Okay, that's all the time we've got. Thank you.
Yeah.
But see, do you see what I'm saying? You just launched right into...
Did I have the fence fixed?
Yes, a man and his helper came and fixed the fence. Thank you so much for making a phone call. I wouldn't have done it. Yeah. If it was my choice, I would have just gotten a whole new fence.
If I had the equipment, I would have fixed it myself.
Right, because you know how.
It's not that hard.
Nothing's that hard for you.
No. Which I put in a drainage system in the back and my mouth. So the water doesn't accumulate.
Is that why you're more attuned than most people?
Yep.
You know if you're standing on a hill, if there's more water in your left cheek or your right, is that how you do it? You're like a level. You're like a human level. You just stand somewhere and wherever the water in your mouth goes. You go, it's going down. It's a little bit downhill over here.
It would be to the right or the left.
Oh, my God. Kill me now.
Oh, how about that horrible movie we watched last night?
The Assistant.
I mean, it wasn't horrible. It just didn't go anywhere.
Well, it took a very long time to set up. And then it was like
no
nothing.
Big payoff.
Some she girl. Was a hardworking assistant in a New York film company. Well, I guess we shouldn't spoil it. But I think it was supposed to be about Harvey Weinstein and his brother. I don't know. But anyway, she made some complaints and nobody did anything about it. And she continued on with the job, ate her muffin and went home.
Yep. Well, there's our movie review. We've watched.
Although I read an article said this might be the best movie all year. What's coming?
Who wrote the article? I mean, how could it be the best movie all year? What am I missing?
Because people love that kind of like filmmaking where it's actually very good filmmaking.
They don't care about stories.
Well, they do think that's a story. It just happens to be like a slow build story, and it's supposed to make you think about things and oh, how hard it is for, you know, people coming forward in these situations or whatever. And
there was one semi scene of her trying to come forward, you know.
If they took that kind of filmmaking and made like an interesting movie, it'd be amazing.
I could have made a better one.
I know, right, but not everyone is Rich Plum Voss, are they?
Nope, not at all. What else did I want to say?
I got to tell everybody how great I am. I got to tell everybody how great I am. Are you good at lip syncing?
Killed it the other night.
If you watch the tape, rewatch it, the video of us doing it, you're barely ever moving your lips. You only move your lips when you actually know the words. And that's not how lip syncing works. Whenever the person is singing, you got to move your lips whether you know the words or not.
Yeah. So we killed it.
Yeah. Raina was mad because we did it as a team and she thought that was cheating. But she made a whole video for hers to stand in front of.
I know. She's worked on it all day.
I know.
We put it together in no time. I was dressed nice.
You had a backwards baseball cap on.
Yeah, but I had a suit jacket.
And a bandana.
Yeah.
And weird sunglasses.
Yeah, I was looking mod, man.
Okay.
And we already have finished 3 seasons of Vikings in like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm starting to hate the show, but now it feels like...
You don't hate it.
It's not as good.
Oh God, I thought I did.
No, okay.
I was like, wait.
It's good. It's not as good as Tudor's.
The writing isn't as good, I don't think, as other shows, but it's got amazing production value.
Yeah. Rome was
canceled before it even got started.
2 years. It won 2 years.
Yeah, it was great.
And Borgies, what was that called?
The Borgias?
With Jeremy Irons. That was good, too.
Yeah.
Those were good. We like those era pieces.
Era pieces, that's what we're calling them.
Era pieces.
Mm-hmm.
From
different eras.
Different eras.
Well, sometimes in showbiz are called period pieces.
Yeah.
But then you might think it's just like women running around.
Oh, whoa. Bonnie killed it on that one. So tell us about your flag incident.
I upset a lot of people, and I don't want to upset people. I really don't. That's not my goal. And if you have a very strong feeling towards the flag, then I completely respect that. And I'm sorry that I said things that made you feel like bad about that. I just don't have a strong feeling about it. You know, I mean, I make jokes about stuff that I understand that, like, people fought in a war for the flag. Like, it has much more meaning for certain people.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't. But even in Canada, I remember standing up and like singing O Canada. And I was like, why are we? I don't get why we're supposed to feel pride in where we were born. Like, I had no say in it. Like, it's a weird thing. I probably feel more pride in Canada now than I did growing up.
We're
not a people that sort of are like that. Let me just say that. We're not.
Who, Canadians?
Yeah, we're not, you know, we don't wrap ourselves in Canadian flags. We're not like rah, rah, rah too much. It's a quieter, you know, it's more like we're grateful to be living in this country.
Well, people are grateful to live here.
Yes, I agreed.
I mean, someone wrote to me what the flag means, and even though I disagree with you about hanging a flag, I do say, well, the flag also represents somebody's freedom of choice.
Freedom of speech, yes.
And freedom of speech. So you can't write to me.
But people that wrote to me were pretty respectful. They were angry, but they were like, you have the right to your opinion. But, you know, I think they don't think that I understand the other side of it, which I do. I just don't care that much.
They're not fighting for the flag. They're fighting for what the... They're not fighting for the flag. They're fighting for what the flag represents.
Right. Well, that's the thing. They're saying, like, the thing that was upsetting to them was that I was saying the flag to me represents this one thing. Like, a guy was like, I'm not a Trump supporter and I have a flag and don't say that about me or whatever. That's not what the flag represents. But it's sort of come to represent that in some ways. So I'm sorry if that's upsetting to people. And the more people who aren't Trump supporters that put the flag up, I suppose that'll change that. But yeah, it's not going to be us.
Well, I mean, my sister has a big flagpole. You know, there's a picture sent to me of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer standing in front of the flag.
I'm sure they are. They work at the government. Like, no. I'm sure they're not shying away from the flag.
Well, whatever. It's just what it represents. And, you know, I mean, look it. It just gave me...
I don't like talking politics because I understand it's a very sensitive subject for people. So I just want to apologize for making people feel like misunderstood or that I don't get what...
Can't you hang a flag and then hang a picture of Trump with a circle and a line through it next to
it? You could, sure. But then you're really making a political statement.
Oh. What if you put an American flag and a gay flag next to it, because then they would know you're not a Trump supporter.
I don't know.
I mean, there's gay people that support Trump, I guess. I don't know. I don't care.
I don't know. It's just, you know.
Oh, we're not leaving the house for 2 more years.
I appreciate everyone who
listens,
trying to make this country the best fucking country it can be. That's the truth.
Yeah. I really appreciate our servicemen. And
what do you mean, people who service you?
Uh-huh. I mean, I sometimes I wear my grandfather's dog tag from World War One. He fought in World War One. I fought in World War Two, and no, but I have his.
But
dog
war
tag.
Is just so like crazy.
Well,
anyway,
but it's not your choice whether you know. I mean,
you think people who went to war are angry that like Grubhub guys get called heroes too?
I know.
It's like it's a little different.
I know they're getting called like there's a fine
like if a
line.
Grubhub guy had to sit in a like a one of those what is that called a bunker or underneath the ground, you know, where they always like have to hide when he sandbags, waiting for the right time to go out, like go through sniper fire and then get to your door and hand it to you. Then maybe
watch 1917. You'll see heroes.
Now I'm gonna get. I deliver food. That's the other thing that's so crazy about this pandemic is people are like, stay indoors, don't leave, unless you're working in a grocery store or bringing me food. Like, you know, yeah. And you know what it reminds me of a little bit? I know this is so crazy, but like, you know how like if a bird shits on you, it's considered good luck, you know?
What if you shit on a bird?
That's considered, I couldn't think of something. psychotic. No, if it's really just because the some guy's friend, a bird shit on him and he was like losing it. So the guy told him, like, it's good luck just to calm him down. It's like, relax, it's good luck. That's what I think the hero thing is for like the frontline workers, not the nurses and the doctors and everything, but the like people who work at like Walmart and grocery stores. And
yeah,
we're like, well, let's just call them heroes so that they'll stay doing it. It's like they didn't get raises. They're still doing it for the same amount of money. I bet like people at Amazon must just fucking get so pissed when they're like,
well, they're doing a national strike today.
Yeah. Well, because they're like putting fucking nonsense into boxes. They're risking their lives so that you could have some fucking hair products or some shit. You know, it's like bizarre. It's like, oh, really? You really needed a belt? I came in. I'm almost dead.
I've ordered stuff practically every day.
I know. I mean, I order too because we're you know.
You get bored.
You got to keep. I had to take my sewing machine in to get fixed. He made you leave it outside. Then he came outside and I stood away. And then he had gloves on and he put it into a separate bag.
Did he write up a ticket?
He wrote up a ticket, gave the box back and everything, put it in the back. I'm sure he just leaves it in the plastic bag for 3 days. And, you know, it's probably actually longer than that. He said it's going to take 2 to 3 weeks. I had some bobbin problems.
Riveting.
So, yeah. No, the rivet was good. But the bobbin, it's, you know, there's a stitch called, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but there's a stitch called the faggot stitch.
Yeah.
And every time I use it, I think of you.
That's cool. I will tell my Ace Hardware.
It's a beautiful stitch. I should just say that.
Can I tell my Ace Hardware story?
Okay, guys. It's that time you've all been waiting for. Richard Voss had a little problem with Ace Hardware, and he's here to tell us about it right now. Richard, what happened with Ace?
Well, Bonnie and I want to get a patio set for our back patio. And this is all ridiculous
stuff. I call
stuff
it
with-
deck.
With all the shit that's going on and people getting sick and losing their jobs, this is really insignificant. And it means nothing. But the bottom line, and I'll tell you later, remind me to tell them what the bottom line is.
Oh, can we talk about you going into Home Depot also? This is pretty funny.
Okay, well.
Should I start now before you get into that?
Go ahead.
So we're going into Home Depot, and there's usually a line. So we walk up, and we're waiting.
And there's a guy there.
There's a guy standing there. And then someone just goes in front of us, and Rich goes, hey, to them. And they turn around and go, well, just let them. They didn't know there was a line, you know. And Rich was like, oh, they turn around. He's like, go.
Wasn't that mean.
You were a little like.
Go ahead.
And the guy looked at us, and then somebody else came and went, and Rich goes, you're not going to do your job, to the guy. And then I realized there's no line. That was the problem. There was enough.
No, I just said to the guy, are we invisible? I didn't say.
Oh, are we invisible? And then the guy didn't say anything. I think we were invisible. And I was like, oh, we can just go. And then you started walking right close to the other people. You couldn't wait one more second. But and then later in we were wanting to look at the
trees,
the seating, the deck seats,
the patio.
Or whatever the patio set. And they
I asked for help.
No one would help you, and you were getting very upset. I said, you know, they're probably irritated that they have to come fucking risk their lives for people that are looking at, you know, patio furniture.
Yeah, well, the guy came over, and he's on his phone texting when I'm asking him questions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't open the store. Don't go to work. Listen, if I was hired to do a show tomorrow, I would still try to be as funny as I could be. If I'm going to accept that and go do it, I'm going to try to do it to the best of my ability. I'm not going to go up there and go, oh, I don't want to be here. Goodbye. I'm going to try right. So if you're going to go to work, do what you're supposed to do or don't go. You're getting paid. I'm not getting paid now. So I'm looking online to get a patio set for our patio or deck or whatever you want to call it. We see a bunch of them and they're basically all the same prices. But then I saw one on sale online at Ace Hardware, $329. And I said, oh, that's it had a glass top, which we didn't really want a glass top, but it was a good price and it was 6 seats and you could put an umbrella in it. It was nice. So I go, oh, should I get this? Now, I didn't see this. Maybe it was posted. Maybe it wasn't posted. I didn't see it if it was posted. I don't think it was, but I'm not going to say
God,
it was.
Oh, my God. Just tell the fucking story.
Then all of a sudden, I see a bill, you know, on my email for $510. I'm going, well, it was $329, but it was a $158 delivery charge, which seems like a lot. I don't know. I mean, it is a pat. So anyhow, I called them. I think within 12 hours from the order, I went online on their website to cancel the order. Within, I guess, 12 to 14 hours from when I ordered it. And I went online. There's nowhere on their website to cancel. You can't cancel an order on their website. So I called them. I was on hold for an hour, which I could see because, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, and they probably don't have a lot of workers. Then I finally get somebody on the phone. He goes, we won't cancel it. I go, I just ordered it. What do you mean you won't cancel it? He said, that's not our policy or we won't cancel it. We already put it through. I said, well, you didn't send it out. It hasn't been sent out yet. And he said, well, we'll deliver it and just don't accept delivery. I go, well, why would you go through all that? And then you'll most likely charge me the delivery, $158, and I'll get nothing. So why would I do that? And why would you put your company through sending out a whole patio set for me to sit there and go, no, I won't accept it, instead of just canceling it right now? And they wouldn't cancel it. And I emailed them a couple times. They never got back to me. I don't know. Maybe they're going out of business and they don't care. But a lot of people on Twitter, from what I have received, have had bad experiences with this company. I don't know. When I went into their store, you know, before all this, before everybody was locked in their houses and stuff, I went in their store to buy some paint. Oh, I bought paint for our old place. When we were selling our old place, I bought paint there. I thought it was a great store. I think that was my first time ever in that store. You know, usually I go to Home Depot or Lowe's, but I don't think they had the paint I needed. So I went to their store. I go, this is a great store. But now dealing with them online, I'm going, this is a nightmare. So I took other procedures and hopefully this will be canceled. If not, then I get a patio set that I spent $158 delivery and I'll just deal and take the loss. But I'll never, never, ever use that company again. And anytime anybody asks me, I'll say, well, this is what I went through. You know, I'm not here. I'm just telling you what happened. And that's my little Ace Hardware story. And you don't want them to go out of business because then so many people will lose their jobs. It's not the people that work for the company. And the whole point of this whole thing is it's $158 is not going to end my life. It's the point of big business or the man taking advantage of the consumer and the consumer has no say. Hold on. I got to, we could just tape over unless you want to.
Well, you know when 39 minutes is coming because.
Wait, hold on. how do you stop it? Like, I don't know why it's still there. Anyhow, so whatever, it's your decision. But to me now, my opinion is Lowe's and Home Depot are the place to go. And what are you saying? Swallow?
Yeah, you got it's a lot.
I would just want to see if I was sitting level.
Well, something else, a Home Depot.
Oh yeah, go ahead, Mrs. In.
Anyhow. Well, it's honestly remarkable to me that if I had some kind of lisp situation, I certainly wouldn't put other things in my mouth while I was doing a podcast.
You don't have a lisp, and you don't put things in your mouth.
Thank you, Richard. This is
what?
One of the greatest jokes ever told.
Well, you did come to think of it. I'm sorry. Remember?
Stop. You're disgusting. There's nothing worse than a married man bragging about getting sex from his wife. It's so embarrassing.
Is that
humiliating.
The worst thing?
It's like...
It's no, it's like, worse. That thing in your tooth. Take it out.
No.
Did you have kale for breakfast? Forget it's your bottom. I'll get it later.
It's the worst thing. It's like... It's so unmanly.
It is. You know what? It gets
to
me
be like, she gave it to me.
You know what gets me more is older guys or people bragging that they drank. Well, we're going out for beers, or we're going to get drunk tonight, or man, I was wasted last night, or and they're talking about drinking and like, shut up, you're an adult. Who cares?
People can have fun. You get excited talking about certain things.
No, don't take anybody else's side.
I'm just saying,
now it's shifted to another tooth.
Oh my God, leave me alone.
I'm going to power wash your face. All right. Well, listen.
Not with your cum, you're not. Those days are gone.
There's nothing worse than a female making a joke about an older guy's cum. Let me tell you something. Whatever.
What? Oh.
What?
Master of the comeback.
No, I didn't want to tell a dirty story. I'm not about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, look, Raina's not here. People like Raina. I only get one or two that don't like her. Tweets.
What people say?
Say, listen, you guys are great, but your daughter is aggravating or can be.
Yeah, tell us about it. We got to live with her.
Want to bring her down for a quick cameo? Come
on. She wants to come, but I don't know. She's on her game and she can't.
Hey, Raina.
I think she's in the shower. Oh my God. I don't know if people can hear Rich just yelling Raina's name over and over. Okay, well, I don't know what else to do, what to say, but thanks everybody for listening. You know, this is getting too much. It's we have no new information to bring to you, really. You know, that's why I don't accept phone calls anymore from people, because I'm like, what am I going to tell them? Yeah, still just doing the same thing I do every single day.
What's that?
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's even like when people call now,
yeah.
I have nothing to say to them because I've not done anything. I'm not out in the world, or you know, when we can just talk about TV shows that we watched, or
I don't know. I get out of breath so easy.
Well, that's,
what is that? Am I dying?
It's age and lack of conditioning.
Never had it. I work out every day.
No, but not in a, you know.
Why do I get out of breath so easy? Is it anxiety? I think my anxiety makes me get out of breath.
Well, that's possible. But I'd love to hear you keep talking about it.
That's what Dr. Steve said.
What?
Thinks it's anxiety. I haven't had a fever. I'm not weak. I'm not tired. I just get out of breath.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
I don't know what to tell you. I've heard this every day for 6 months now.
This guy, she was upstairs in the shower. She goes, I'll be right down. Remember, she would never come on this. Now she thinks like she's.
She doesn't have
Mike.
Any other friends or anything. She has nothing else to do.
Yeah, she look. Like, she actually.
It's so annoying. You let her use your mic this time, because it.
What?
No, I'm doing a podcast. Oh my god!
Well, what else can I talk about? Wait, hold on. I know that. I mean, I got a million things. We got another goddamn gopher. Another fucking gopher in the front of our house, like the living room. There's a little extension of our, you know, the front of the house goes out. So there's like a foot of overhang on the ground. And I drive in the other night or the other day, and I see this big hole. The hole I already patched after we caught the other two gophers. I see this big hole. I'm going, oh, fuck, another gopher? So the guy came in. It's $170 every time he comes out to get a gopher. This is my third gopher. And
I need to be dead. I can't.
Why?
I can't. This cannot be my life that I'm just on a podcast talking about how many gophers are caught. Well, welcome back to Richard Bonnie. Richard been doing some yard work there, and we don't sweat none of the gophers. I mean, I might as well fucking still be living in Cold Lake, Alberta. I mean, the kind of. Well, we're still waiting for that last little bit of snow to melt, and it's like. I can't take it anymore.
What can't you take?
I don't want to have a podcast where we're just like, well, we leveled off some of the grass there, planted some more grass, so it was wonderful. And
you gotta see how good it came out.
Well, the grass is looking you know, this is the most amazing thing, is if you plant something, it will grow. Yeah. And it's like magic. It is. If you don't believe in God, why don't you plant something? Because you'll see it right before your very eyes. It's a miracle every time.
I'm just talking about the gopher.
I know,
but...
I know. I'm not. It's not your fault. It's our life. It's like, I mean, what? I don't fucking. The most exciting thing that happens is you lose your phone and you get someone to call. Oh, Raina, call my phone. There it is. I found it.
That's like, exciting.
That's like, yeah. That's your like the limit laugh. Of like the happiness you can have. Is
what about after you make good cookies or something?
Yeah. It's never good enough for you people.
I know.
It's always something wrong, something not quite right. Oh, the edges are a little...
Well, the last batch of cookies weren't cooked. So you can't really call them cookies.
They're semi-cookies.
Raina. The last batch... Here, talking to my mic.
No, not mine. You're not getting mine this time.
Why?
Because I don't like the way you were behaving last time.
Come here, sit here. Because you're only doing a few minutes because you're aggravating.
People have said you're aggravating. Apparently the money that you got from a gentleman was...
Shut me up?
Yes, in order for you to
talk
stop
it to the mic,
doing it.
You're the one holding the mic. I'm the best on the podcast.
Anybody? Say thank you to anybody.
Thanks for the person who sent me $500.
Oh, you don't have to say the amount.
Oh, well, now everyone else has to go a little higher.
Hey, no.
What? Did you like those the cookie? Remember Mai made those cookies at
Oh, they all
cookie?
Got
oh,
eaten.
Look, you're recording them.
They all got eaten. They all got eaten.
What ones? Are there any left?
Oh, my God. This is our fucking podcast. Okay, so this week, what happened? Bonnie made some cookies.
They're too
little bit underdone in the middle. And
there's still some left?
I believe there's one or two left.
I call it.
You call it?
You had it last time.
I started making chocolate chip cookies. I couldn't find the chocolate chips.
We've just bought some.
So I know, but I couldn't find where they were. Sorry. So I had to switch over to sugar cookies. But I'd already put in the brown sugar. And traditional sugar cookies don't use brown sugar. So I was already off the beaten path at that point. Okay.
The what?
The beaten path.
Okay, Canada sayings.
And...
Don't
get to the mic, dummy.
My mouth is right where the mic is. How do you want me to be this close?
No, don't. You'll catch something.
Anywho,
look how pretty.
That's what we're now. That's what happens. Now I'm saying anywho.
Let's get back to this podcast.
Anywho,
how did
How did we kill it during the lip sync, Bonnie and I? You said we cheated.
They cheated because it was they did it together. It's supposed to be 1v1v1.
Singles,
yes.
Well, next week I'm bringing out the big guns.
Bitch, I'm bringing out the big guns.
Bitch, I'm doing it with a mask on.
Why?
So I don't have to learn the words.
Oh.
I'm going to do mine sitting down like, I'm going to do American Pie probably.
Ugh. No, they did.
He just yelled at you for not using the mic and he's like.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to do American Pie.
They can't see you, Raina.
Oh, it's the camera. Sorry.
Okay, what do you want to say?
I don't remember now. What were you asking me about?
About the lip sync.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. Rich didn't know half the words. And Mom just over-exaggerated.
Well, she's Mom and I'm Rich. I'm not Dad and Bonnie. Like, I don't get Dad. I get Rich.
Yeah.
Give me the mic. All right, we're done with you today. We don't
call me Raina, not daughter.
It's different.
How?
It's different.
How?
Because I'm your father, I think.
Sorry.
Did you take a shower?
No. My hair is just wet. I don't know why it's wet. I just woke up and it was like wet.
Should I buy a serger?
No.
No. Well, you're going to get a sewing machine that just does one stitch?
No, it does way more than one stitch. It does a special kind of thing.
It doesn't sew. It just finishes the ends and it's...
It does sew and you can sew... anything you can sew regularly, you can sew with a serger, but it's good for knits. And
it's good for knits, Amanda. You know, anywho, let me just wait, is that sweater of yours? Is that sweater of yours lined? Did they line it? What way does the fabric stretch on that? You know, well, I mean, we best be getting back to the pocket. So anywho, with the serger, they don't just do finishing. They also can sew whatever you want. They're good for knits. Knitting is good with it.
Okay, yeah, they are. You don't have to worry about the nap.
The nap.
I just said that, but they always say on patterns with the nap or without, and I'm always like, well, I'm going to take a nap during this one. Sewing humor.
What kind of
with nap or without. I said, I'll do it. I'll cut this with nap. Thank you.
Now, anywho, while I'm sewing, I always like to take some naps in between, even in between
you
my surging.
With nap or without, it means the way the fabric like runs.
I know it's your dumb joke.
Oh.
Of your I take a nap during it.
Yeah.
All right. Anyhow, we're gonna wrap this up. Raina, anything?
You used to be funny.
I know. What happened? What happened to all of us? He's doing he's a landscape.
She was trying to be funny at dinner the other night. We smashed her. Remember?
I kind of smashed you.
No,
wait, that sounds real.
Raina does impressions of you all the time.
I do
she
so
can't
many
do an impression of me.
Do it.
What one? Well, what
him
Rich.
At dinner. Him at dinner every night.
Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I ate so much. Oh, I honestly think I have coronavirus, but do you guys want anything from 7-Eleven? Oh, my God. What do you mean this food isn't the greatest? This is the best food I've ever had. And, oh, my God, I'm so tired. I got to take a nap after this. I'm sorry. Can't help you clean up. I'm so tired. I gotta go lay down. That's him blowing his nose at the table. Disgusting.
Do I make noises eating?
Well, that we didn't realize.
He snacks so much. He's like, when he eats, but it's amplified. I can't even make as much noise as he makes at dinner.
Right. Because you have to have a certain amount of liquids, and not only that, but he remember he was eating, and then he goes, "Oh damn, I saw my gum in." He didn't even realize, and then he takes a sandwich or something, and he takes such a big bite, he has to take his finger and shove it the rest like beyond his teeth so he can chew.
Laughing with you, Richard. We're not laughing with you,
Father. You call me Father.
But I didn't realize that if you're locked down with your family, one of the things you're no doubt going to fight about, and I'd love to hear from others in the same situation.
I was on the 23andMe thing that Ellen did. That
everybody has misophonia?
Yeah. Not everybody. The people in our family.
I don't have it, and it still bugs me. I mean, I just think...
I have it more, like, I think, than
The sound of you eating bugs me. Your face bugs me. Your Raina? Laugh bugs me.
Are you talking about Raina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the only time she's laughing is when it's at our expense.
Yeah, she called. Yeah, she goes after your age.
I was laughing at Dad.
My fatness.
I was laughing at Dad when he was coming in, popping into my room.
Oh, yeah. I was funny, though.
Yeah.
I was.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
I laugh more. I don't just laugh at when I look at your ugly.
Oh, good one.
Oh, look at that. Whoa.
Boom.
You wouldn't think her parents were comics.
She
Whoa.
Went for it, folks.
Whoa. The
well,
comeback
we
kid.
Got a, we got a 12-year-old here with a wicked sense of humor.
Tough talk from a four eyes.
Four eyes. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Coming at you. Look at coming at you with a fourth grade comeback, four eyes.
Yeah, tattoo arms.
Whoa!
The coloring book asked, called and asked for your arms back.
What was it?
The coloring book called and asked for your arms back?
Oh, brother.
Oh, what a hack.
Oh, brother? Well, too bad your brother died. Oh!
What a... Corkball.
The craziest thing is that, that one took thought. Like she was like, I mean, I could see smoke coming right out of those ears.
Oh,
I could see smoke coming your butt because you're so.
Whoa, you stink! What happened? You used to have good ad libs.
Yeah, gee. Whoa, you're not funny anymore, Raina.
What happened?
You know what you did? You put your parents down so much, they lost their mojo. And when we lose ours, that's what you didn't realize. You'd lose yours.
All your funniness went into your fingers, into your games.
Okay, wrinkles.
Whoa, that's not funny. That's just mean. Wrinkles?
I don't care. She's like a dummy.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out, get out, leave me alone. Stop.
I don't want you near me. Get out of here.
You can't hug somebody after you do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
How was it? You gotta be mean so you can be nice to them.
No. That's just my fault. All right, go. People are aggravated with you.
People yeah. are aggravated with this podcast always. I mean, this one's running long. It's at 56 minutes. God.
Yeah.
No one's here anymore.
I wish it was you.
All right, listen. Thank you for joining us. No. Go upstairs. Do turn down.
It's like 1 o'clock.
Yeah, but we're all going to bed early. You got a big booger in your nose right here. Stop it.
What?
Raina, stop. You gross little fuck. Beat it. All right. We got to go. Anything you want to plug, Bonnie? Aren't you doing something?
Well, I have an album called Bird Calls.
Yeah.
Why did you deflate when I said that?
No, no. I'm just thinking about your other thing you're going to do.
You went like that. I go, I have an album called, you go.
No, I'm just, I'm very.
It didn't have anything to do with me. It had nothing to do with me.
It was, I heard great things about it.
I heard great.
I hear some of it on Sirius.
Great things about it.
Okay, so that's it.
Okay.
All right, get her album. It's on iTunes, all the platforms, Bird Calls. What else? Voss Roast is free on YouTube.
If you're still here, you're a true fan.
And then, thank you, Raina. Raina, thank your friends again for whoever, not your friends,
my
your
friends,
supporter.
He's like, probably 30.
Whatever. And talk to you later, kids. Peace.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.